And hey, you guys, what you're about to listen to is a United Airlines flight attendant recruitment advertisement, I guess. It's available on YouTube.
Being a United Airlines flight attendant is full of opportunity, fun, and adventure. Each day is unique and different.
What job pays you to travel the world? I've had the opportunity to visit places that I've only dreamed of.
I have a passion for aviation, and I have been always interested in airplanes, and now
you
I get
to listen. Because in this podcast, we're going to be talking about the flight attendant, flight crew lifestyle.
That schedule of the days that you will be working. However, you never know where you're going to go.
Yes, the lady was right. You might not know where you're going to go on that particular trip, just because it depends on what type of flight attendant you are, whether you're regional or you fly domestically or internationally, how new or senior you are, flight attendant. What type of flight attendant? Are you a reserve flight attendant or are you a line holder? And things like that, that the average Joe has no freaking idea about what I'm talking about. Because it's not your industry. But in this podcast episode, I'm going to teach you. So let me start off by apologizing. If you hear like a highway in the background or a horn beeping from a big rig, or a Mack truck or something like that, well, that's because I'm an actual working flight attendant. And I'm in an actual hotel room on an overnight. And the geniuses here decided to book us in rooms that face the highway. So don't think that I'm not going to be filling out a report about this nonsense. The whole purpose of staying in the hotel is to get some rest. So I'm rested for the next day and can do my job. But no, no, no. No, no, no. I hear trucks on the highway. Come on, people. We got to do better than this. But anyways. So, yes, the flight attendant lifestyle. And this is one of the things that you'll come in contact with the flight attendant lifestyle. It's hotel stays, obviously. Some hotels are great. Some overnights suck. Okay. Now, the other overnight I had in Quebec, in Montreal, that new hotel... It's a nice hotel, however, it is by a crazy busy highway intersection duplex area. Now, luckily, they put us at least on the 12th floor, so it sounds very faint. It won't bother you. You'll sleep just fine. I did. But, you know, if I was any lower than that, it would have bothered me big time. But that's one of the things that come with the lifestyle of being a crew member, flight attendant, pilot, doesn't matter. Now, I will tell you that certain airlines, Delta, I believe, if they're still doing this, and I do believe they are still doing this, but they separate their pilots and flight attendants when it comes to their overnights. They put them in different hotels. Now... In the past, from what I was told by a pilot who had been flying for at least 15 years, you know, when I had started, he had been in that game for that long. He said that the pilots had an extremely high divorce rate. And mind you, airline pilots, U.S. military, and police officers, they're all in the top five, if not the top three, for the highest divorce rates. As far as occupations are concerned for men. Yes. I believe it's airline pilots number one. Number two is police officers. And then it's U.S. military. I don't know. I have to like update myself on those statistics. That's what it was when I read about it. It was a while ago, folks. But anyway. But Delta had a really extreme high divorce rate for their pilots. So, it was some kind of wives association or something got together, I believe. This is the story I was told now. And pushed for the airline to separate the pilots from the flight attendants when it came to the overnights. Or what like people like to say, layovers. Yes, it's really cute when you guys say that to us because you act like you know the lingo and all that. The layover. I'd never say layover. That's some, feel like that's a term from like the 70s and the 80s. We just say overnight, at least at my airline. But anywho, so that ended up happening. And they implemented that. And from then on out, the pilots and the flight attendants stay at different hotels. And then they just, you know, coordinate to meet at the airport the next morning, afternoon, or evening for their report time. But yes, that's how they do it at Delta. Or I believe they still do it at Delta that way. Anyway. So, at most airlines, in the U.S. anyway, I'm speaking as an American person, as an American citizen working for a U.S. airline. When you start out with an airline, when you first hire it, more than likely, you're going to be on reserve. And what reserve means is you're going to be on call. Now, mind you, there's different on calls. So you have, if you're in reserve, which we'll title it RSV, or RRF. When you're in reserve, you may get a schedule. The whole schedule is just on call. So you may be on call from Monday through Saturday. That's 6 days in a row. And you are supposed to be on call from maybe 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. for each of those days. Now they may call you and give you a 4-day trip because somebody called out sick or was injured or whatever happened. Or it's just a trip that was an open flying and it just hadn't been assigned to anyone. And so from that Monday through Thursday, you have that trip. And whatever that trip entails, it might not be a 5 a.m. report. That trip, they assigned you the trip the night before. Your report time may be 12 p.m. You come in and do 2 legs somewhere. Next day you do 3 legs somewhere, an overnight in Montreal. And the next day you do 2 legs somewhere, an overnight in Wilmington, North Carolina, and get to chill out by the beach. I don't know. So you get that trip. And then you get back home on Thursday. You still have Friday and Saturday where you have to sit on call. It might be from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. You may get 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. or something like that. And that's just how it is. Now, there's another thing called RAS. That's called, or a.k.a. Hot Reserve. That's where you're on call, but you don't get to sit at home and wait for them to call you. You have to go to the airport. You can sit in a crew room or just be in the airport vicinity, but you have to be physically at the airport ready to go. Because when they call you, they're going to assign you something. And usually, it may be something like you got about 30 minutes to get to the aircraft. 15 is the minimum. And that's why you have to physically be there at the airport in that terminal. Or terminals. Or in that terminal. And get to the airplane. Anything could have happened. The flight attendant could have passed out that was working the flight, or there was a no-show, flight attendant didn't show up, and or whatever may have happened. And they need somebody right then, right now, to try to save the flight, to keep it out on time. And you gotta run. You got 15 minutes to get there. That's called hot reserve. That's called RAS. Ready, available, standby. And you're right there in the airport. So that could be anywhere. They might assign you to be there from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then 12 to 4 p.m. And whatever it is they give you for RAS. So that's RAS. Now, you could be on reserve as a new hire flight attendant anywhere from, at my regional. 3, 6 months, 9 months, a year, maybe a year and a half. It depends on what's going on in the industry and how fast people are leaving and coming into the airline. Okay, and with that comes all kinds of, you know, lifestyle adjustments. You know, it's kind of hard to eat well in the airports. The airports have gotten better with some of the food to offer that's a little bit more healthier, but who wants to pay $25 for a salad that's wilted and crappy? So there's a lot of meal prepping that goes into it. And you'll see like flight crews walking around with big black lunch bags and stuff like that. You can't ideally have all your meals for your trip, but maybe two a day, your breakfast and lunch, and then maybe you buy your dinner and things like that. But it's also not just a way to save money. It's also a way for us to kind of control what we're eating and for things to not get out of control. Now, having said that, I used to see like some of our crew members, not so many, so much flight attendants, but like pilots with like, they look like water coolers or whatever. These big Yeti lunch bags, more something that you would take for like a camping trip. For like 7 days or something, like that's a bit much to take that to work. But don't be surprised if you see it in the airport, because I have seen it. So more about the flight attendant lifestyle. We work our minimum days off that's required by our flight attendant contract is 11 days. So we have to get at least 11 days minimum. It doesn't matter if you're a line holder, on reserve, standby, or anything like that. It has to be a minimum of 11 days. Now, most of the line holder schedules will be a little bit more than 11 days. Most of them. That's with my company anyway. The maximum days off in a scheduled line, and it's been this way for a few years, has been 15, and those are what we call our low lines. We have something in our contract where we have a few of our schedules for whatever month it is, which have to have at least 15 days off. Now, the restriction to that is that you can't get a low line that has 15 days off and then go and just add all these extra trips to it if you want to build it up. You have to keep it at 15 days off. You can't add more trips and then make it, you know, 12 days off or something like that because you want to. So that's the rules for that. And we could have scheduled into our line schedules, they're called high lines, where you basically high lines are supposed to be scheduled to the point where you have more flying, which would initially get you more money because you're flying more. But the way our schedules have been lately, that you could have a line with the minimum days off, 11 days off, but you don't necessarily, your hourly schedule, ours is a minimum of 75 hours a month. But that necessarily means just because you have a line schedule that's 11 days off, you're going to get paid for 90 hours. I know this sounds very low to the average Joe that works 40 hours a week. We get paid differently as far as flight crew. We get paid per flight hour is what we're paid. And for most airlines, we're not even paid when we begin the boarding process, which we should, because once the first passenger walks on board my aircraft, I am working. If somebody passes out or whatever, I have to babysit these people as soon as we start the boarding process. But we're not getting paid for that. We only get paid when the door closes, and this pay stops when the door opens when we get to our destination. They have a technology built in so when they know when we close our doors, it's timed, and when we open our door. So, our high lines, which has a lot more flying on it because you're getting the minimum days off at 11, are
they're not necessarily getting more money. It used to be before 2016. If you got a high line, you got higher pay because you worked more. That has changed drastically after 2016. More like after 2017, I guess. Yeah, with the acquirement of this new aircraft, it has not been good for us as flight attendants anyway. As far as being able to make a living and being able to keep up with cost of living and the inflation. Now, it's been good though in 2022 just because they had a serious, and I mean serious, attrition problem. And they had people walking out of their training classes. Like, they would start a training class of maybe, let's say, 25 people. At the end of the training class, maybe they graduated 6. Because people would be caught up from other airlines that were hiring, and they would just leave in the middle of the training class. So, that's on them. And at that time, they weren't offering, like, bonuses for people to come here and things like that, like their competitors were. Like their, like our brother and sister airline were. They were offering, like, bonuses to come in, $1,500 after training, and then another $1,500 maybe 3 months later or whatever it was. The brother and sister airlines, regional airlines, were trying to be competitive to maintain and keep people because they had the same staffing issues as my regional does. And it took some talking to get them to, like, step up and realize that they need to offer some bonuses. And, I mean, they saw it themselves when they really couldn't keep people. So then they came to us out of nowhere and said, yeah, we want to get the bump the pay up a little bit. So, of course, we knew we had the power then, and we negotiated more than what they wanted to offer. But, yeah, that's part of the lifestyle. Bidding for our schedules. What we do normally do every month, we bid for our schedules. We call them lines. And these are already scheduled for the month with trips on them. And you can bid by, you want weekends off, you'll look at those line schedules. Some people want the weekdays off, because maybe they could see their kids or whatever. And then they might want to work weekends. So then there's line schedules with where you work all the weekends for the month. And then there's some line schedules that are mixed. You have half the weekends off and half the weekdays off. They're also pre-scheduled into, like, there could be a line schedule that has you work all mornings. And mornings can be anywhere from, like, a 5 a.m. report to maybe 9 a.m. reports, things like that. Or you may want to work all afternoons. That's what I prefer, working all afternoons. Mostly. Now, most of our trips here at this company are 4-day trips. In the past, they used to be mixed 2-day trips. You leave on a Monday morning, and you return. You spend the night somewhere for your overnight on the East Coast, more than likely, maybe Midwest. And then on Tuesday, you return at, I don't know, 2 p.m. back to your home domicile. That's a 2-day trip. 3-day trips, you're going to have 2 overnights. Because the people like to say layovers. You have 2 layovers. You're going to leave Wednesday out of your domicile. Let's say your domicile is Dallas. Okay? DFW. You leave on a Wednesday. You do your 2-3 legs or whatever it is somewhere, and your first overnight may be in St. Louis, or layover, whatever you want to call it. And then you do operate 2 legs, and then your next overnight is in Boise, Idaho. And then the next day, you do 2-3 legs. Your very last leg is going to have you come right back into Dallas, Fort Worth. So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, you're back in Dallas, Fort Worth. You're done. That's your 3-day trip. But this is of late, or the last at least 4 years, a little bit more, our trips at this regional have all been mainly 90% 4-day trips, which I dislike. Me personally, I prefer 2 days and 3 days. But with this company, if they do 2 days and 3 days, they do them right behind each other. So there's 5 days straight. With at least in the middle of the 2 day and 3 day, you're home for one night in your domicile. So we get to, as flight attendants and pilots, we get to look over the schedules a month before, usually about at least 2 weeks before the next month. So let's say we're in February now. I've already put in my bid for the schedules I want for March. And then after a few days, I'll know which line schedule I get. Now me, I prefer weekends off. I have enough seniority. I should be getting my weekends off. Sometimes I don't want every single weekend off. I may bid and put in for maybe 2 weekends off that month and then a few weekdays off for the other half of the month because I got things to do. It's best for me. It might be best for me to have the weekdays off so I can go to the doctor, or it's easier for me to get to the mechanic on the weekdays, or whatever it may be that I have planned or things that I want to do. So, and then a lot of times being off on the weekdays, I don't have to fight the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday people. Like, they're at work 9 to 5. So I can go into the grocery store, Walmart, wherever, Target, and there's less people in there because they're at work. I'm off. So I can like navigate and float around and have to deal with less foot traffic, which is great for me. So this is going to conclude part one of the flight attendant lifestyle, because there is more to this than just one podcast episode. And we'll talk more about that, how life can be while dating, since we are physically away from our partners, things like that. How one has this lifestyle with a family and children. I don't know how people do it, but they do. I can see, I don't know. I just don't know how people do it. But it gets done and people do it. I mean, there's flight attendant couples. There's couples that are, you know, there's a flight attendant and the pilot, or there's two pilots in the marriage and they somehow navigate through this. But, you know, you got to be making some money and have help from your family, nannies and things like that, and have reliable people behind you. What did they say? It takes a village. Yeah, you'll need a village because you're not going to be physically there with your kids. And you can't take them to work with you. That's just not happening if you're a pilot flight attendant. So we'll continue more on with that. Maybe I will find a guest for you. I'm looking forward to doing that in the future. I mean, though, mostly this is a solo podcast where I talk, me, Regina, your regional flight attendant. But occasionally I may be able to have a guest here and there so you can get another perspective about this whole regional airline thing. So I thank you for listening. Hey, and shoot me an email if you have any questions or you have any podcast suggestions about what you want to hear. Let me know. It's myneedlejet@aol.com. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, folks, that every Wednesday at 10 a.m., I will upload a new episode of My Needle Jet. And you can listen to My Needle Jet on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Index, Amazon Music, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Podcast, Deezer, Listen Notes, and last but not least, Player FM. And you should be able to pull me up on Google Podcasts as well.